Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another video. Now, this one is on my favorite subreddit right now, r/glitchinthematrix. So sit back, relax, and let's get straight into these crazy stories. I think Updoot Reddit on YouTube saved my butt today. So I work for a joinery company and was delivering a load to a construction site about an hour away from work. And whenever I'm out and about, I just play Reddit compilation videos through my headphones. Now, for those of you that don't know, Updoot Reddit is a Reddit-based channel. Of course, it does like TTS sort of stuff, Ask Reddit, that sort of style of video. I was about 8 minutes into a video when in the middle of town at a red light, with a bad feeling of deja vu. The video started buffering. I thought it was odd since I had good reception, but was just going to wait it out. The light went green and the video played just long enough to say the word wait and started buffering again. I couldn't see anything at all. The road was clear, but I thought I'd listen, looked left, then right again, and there was a massive semi at speed that appeared out of nowhere and ran the red light. It would have taken out the driver's side of the cab and I'd have been toast if I didn't wait. Definitely reminded me of my own mortality. Oh wow, stories like this really make me think, what is actually going on here? Is someone actually trying to tell me something when I'm going to get into a dangerous situation? The coincidence there is crazy. I guess the moral of the story, the logical moral of that story, is if you watch enough Reddit content, you'll be safe for the rest of your life. You know what to do. The playlist is in the I button. I can't do that. I can't do that to you guys. It's not behind the I button. But if you want to watch it, you can go and find it. Moving on to our next story, a stranger knew my deepest secrets I've never told anyone. Now this is 100% true and is an experience I absolutely cannot explain. Living in the mountains of California at the time, one night I was smoking a little weed at a friend of a friend's property where a few random people lived. I was feeling really anxious, my body was physically vibrating / jittering, so I went for a walk. As I walked by this woman's cabin, she came out and said hi and asked if I wanted to drink some tea and chat. She was really into Reiki, crystals, and all that other junk science. I'm a physicist, so extremely skeptical. She asked what I was up to just wandering around, and I told her I was anxious. She offered to do some Reiki on me to relieve the stress. I thought, whatever, couldn't hurt. She stood behind me and started barely touching my back, waving her hands around like she's a trashy magician. After about 3 minutes, I felt all the anxious energy fall from my body like turning off a light switch, and I felt completely relaxed. She immediately exclaimed, "Wow, did you feel that?" I looked at her, and she had this crazy intense look on her face like she just absorbed all the jittery energy I was feeling. She sat down in front of me, then spent the next 30 minutes telling me things that were popping randomly into her mind. It ranged from extremely specific and technical details of some research I was working on to questions about sadness and this very obscure valley in the Sierra Mountains, where I had nearly committed suicide the year before. I hadn't told a soul about that. It is such a remote place, it floored me that she brought the name up out of nothing. She went on, things I've never told anyone. Things that were so extremely specific, it was no comparison to mediums who say generic things to coax you into believing their lies. She then gave me a crystal and asked me to meditate while holding it. For a moment, I could feel the crystal lattice of rock, the subatomic structure that I've seen many times in physics textbooks. It was a deeply moving feeling and experience of oneness with this stone. I opened my eyes and she immediately asked me if I had felt that exact thing I just described. A strange question given the specificity of the words she used to describe the visualization I just had. 15 years later, I occasionally think about that night. Now, I haven't seen this woman since, but I have thought about looking her up to ask her how she did that. I still don't believe in Reiki or any of that pseudoscience, but I definitely do have the feeling that the universe is a lot more complicated and connected than I previously thought. Yeah, to be honest, this is actually something that I think about quite a lot. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm an atheist. I'm quite logical in general. I don't really do like fantasy, that sort of stuff. But just because something can't be tested, it doesn't mean it's not actually a real thing, you know? Yeah, obviously we have the world of science, but there's no way of knowing really if there is anything more to it than that. It's just interesting to think about. I mean, this guy's experiences right here suggest that maybe there is more than science tells us. I don't know, I guess we just don't really know at all, do we? The one thing I would say is that even after this whole experience, the guy said he doesn't believe in it. That is a little bit weird, right? After going through that whole ordeal, you'd think he might believe in it. I don't know. Must be difficult being a scientist, like a devout scientist who doesn't believe in anything else other than the science, and then going through something like that. That would seriously F up your brain. Anyway, with that story out of the way, let's move on to our third one of the video. Still freaks me out to this day, and I've never told anyone this except my girlfriend. So I guess a little context is in order. My girlfriend and I had been together about a year at the time. Never had big problems, we are both pretty relaxed people. Never have had a big fight, never had trust issues, the whole shenanigan. So one day I was out in front of my apartment building smoking a cigarette. This was before we lived together. I had seen her the night before, had a nice dinner, gone out to a bar, then gone to my place, after which she took a taxi home. So as I'm standing out in front of my apartment building, she pulls up in a taxi. I wasn't expecting her and was pleasantly surprised to see her. I put out my cigarette, smiled, and walked up, saying something like, "Hey, what are you doing here?" in a very friendly way. She scowls at me and slaps me square across the jaw. Obviously, I'm dumbfounded and at a loss for words, so I just kind of looked at her. She never said anything, just barged past me into the building. I followed her up to my apartment, asking her what was happening the whole way. She goes into my apartment, grabs her bag and some of her stuff she left there, throws a few things at me, breaking a glass or two and knocking down a bunch of stuff on a shelf. She calls me a pig, says she knows everything and that I've broken her heart. I'm trying to figure out what's going on, obviously, and she stops on her way out when I touch her sleeve, glares at me again and slaps me. She tells me something like, "I hope I never see you again," and walks out. I followed her to the street and she got in her cab and drove off. The street was pretty empty. This was maybe 8-9 a.m. and I watch her drive off. At this point, I'm just lost for words, scared and sad. Then, as I'm watching the cab drive away, someone hugs me around my waist from behind. I turn around and it's her in running clothes. She was wearing heels and a leather jacket before and I went completely pale. She said hi in her usual happy-go-lucky tone, then noticed my look and said, "What's wrong?" I spun around. No taxi. It had literally driven away 5 seconds earlier. No way it could have turned in that time, and all the lights were red. I didn't say anything to her, just ran upstairs. Her bag was gone. Things were still broken, my door still wide open. So then I told her. We were both monumentally confused. There's no way I could have mixed her up with someone else, and she's an only child. We had security check the cameras, and sure enough, there was me following a girl to my apartment. The angles weren't great, and the film wasn't great quality, but it was pretty easy to see me and my face, but hers was always hard to make out. It looked a heck of a lot like her, but we never saw a clear shot. There's no way it was the same girl. It still creeps me the F out, and we don't talk about it. Dang, that one was kind of creepy. For those of you that are constantly asking me for r/no sleep videos, I reckon that story was one for you. Wow. Imagine if this actually happened to you. Like, put yourself in this situation. That would screw with your head so much. You love this girl and she just slapped you. Then she's just given you a hug. What? Obviously, the weird thing is that she's gone in the taxi. Not that she slapped you, then given you a hug. I guess that happens sometimes in fights. Imagine what might have happened if this story is exactly true based on what OP is saying, and he stopped the doppelganger girlfriend for just a second, then his actual girlfriend came up. Their interaction would have been crazy, or maybe they were just the same person in alternate realities. Who knows?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now for our final story, something a little bit more lighthearted. My grandparents' glitch story, my absolute favourite. So I've heard this story a million times and I absolutely love it. My favourite glitch story. I've been meaning to write it for a while, so here we go. So when my grandparents were very young, right after they got married, they went to Devon, a county in England, for their honeymoon. This was about 60-ish years ago. Now they've been to Devon many times in a similar spot, and so they are reasonably familiar with the area. They decided to go on an afternoon stroll one afternoon down a forest track. After about half an hour or so, they stumbled upon a gorgeous old worldly tea room, and so they decided to go in for a little snack. My grandmother had a tea cake, my granddad a scone, and a pot of tea between them both. They particularly enjoyed the tea and asked what brand it was so they could purchase it for themselves. What struck them most about this quaint little tea room was how old-fashioned it was. Even the waitresses were wearing uniforms which seemed very out of date, but were still smart and everyone was busy working hard. They spoke again to their waitress, paid, and complimented how wonderful it was. After about a week, they decided to return because they had enjoyed it so much and they were eager to get another cup of that tea. So off they went, down the path, and they took every single step exactly as they remembered to get to the tea room. When they finally reached where it should be, now it wasn't difficult to remember the route, they came to a dead end. No tea room, just a wall of row upon row of adult trees. They just couldn't understand it. It was absolutely impossible. They had followed the route perfectly, and yet there was absolutely no sign whatsoever of this tea room. Confused and dumbfounded, they wandered around the woods a bit more, putting it down to their own silliness and just getting lost. After a while, they crossed paths with an elderly woman who was walking her dog, and they stopped and asked her where they could find the little old-fashioned tea room. The woman looked confused and told them there was no such tea room in the forest, and that she had lived in the area her whole life, so she would know. My grandparents started to feel delusional, and they told the woman that they had actually been here a week ago, and had actually gone in for a bite to eat and drink, so that was impossible. The woman seemed very confused and said they must be mistaken. The only tea room which was in the woods had been closed down many, many years ago, even before my grandparents were born, but she had been to it as a little girl. After pressing the woman a little harder and describing the tea room with as much detail as they could remember, even down to the tea brand, she seemed dumbfounded and agreed it sounded exactly like the tea room she remembered as a child. They parted ways and joked that it must have been a slip in time. My grandparents still tell this story with so much detail it facilitates me, and whilst my grandmother might tell a tall tale or two, my grandfather is the most humble and honest man, and he cannot explain what happened, but even when he tells the story now, he gets goosebumps. I think it's an amazing story, and by far my favourite glitch tale. The funniest thing is, the tea brand still existed after all those years, and they drank it for absolute donkey's years before it got too expensive for them to send from Devon. Oh, that was quite a nice story, almost like a stoppage in time. They've just time travelled back to one moment in time where all people that were working at that tea shop were still there, it was still functioning, it still existed as a building. Really, really strange that the both of them were in that situation. If it was just one person, you would say, you know, maybe you had a little bit of a mental episode, something went a little bit wrong up there in your brain, but both of them together, I feel like they must be telling the truth. You just have to think to yourself, what possibly could they get from lying about this? I mean, I don't really understand why they would, and also they had no prior knowledge of this place existing, yet they explained it perfectly to the woman who lived in that area. I don't know, it just shows that this subreddit has a lot of variety. Not all stories are dark, some of them are light and humorous like this one, and just really, really interesting. I want to know what happened, but obviously we will never know. Anyway, guys, that is going to be the end of this episode of r/glitch in the matrix. Now, this is my second episode. You guys seem to love the first one. It's on screen right now if you want to go and check it out if you haven't seen it yet. Trust me, it's an absolute banger. I really enjoyed the stories in that one too. Now, also, if you are new to the channel, do not forget to subscribe. We are closing in very rapidly now on 400,000 subscribers. We're getting about 2,000 new ones a day right now. So, you know, get on board, get involved in the $400 giveaway, and yeah, you're going to want a voucher, clearly. With that all being said, guys, I will see you tomorrow for a brand new upload on my channel. Stay safe, and I hope you are all doing well.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.